This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Love this song. It's so happy. You know, over the break, we were talking about that, my Dixie Dill joke that I told everyone, but I gave the wrong punchline. So it's not you go home and pour yourself a shot. You go the liquid Viagra, you go home and pour yourself a stiff one.
Makes more sense.
Definitely makes more sense. I had to correct that just in case you were saying, you know, she didn't. Well, I don't get that joke. But welcome back to One Life Radio. I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. And sorry, I'm out of breath. I still not 100% here. But you can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they pay for this programming. They bring it to you. They care about you just like I do. These are companies that I handpick and I align myself with because they're out there doing good things. Companies like Sun Warrior, which you can pick up at Whole Foods. You can get it in your Smoothie King smoothie. You can pick
it
up.
I got it this morning.
Did you?
I did. I got the strawberry banana and I substituted for Sun Warrior.
There you go.
It was so good.
There you go. And it's so healthy for you. It's plant-based. And even if you are a carnivore, it's good to get a little plant-based protein in there once in a while. You can also get it at Vitamin Shop and Squatty Potty at Vitamin Shop as well. The H-Hemp Company, hemp oil. I love this company. They are a good company doing good things. I take CBD oil every day, or I guess we're supposed to call it hemp oil. But if you use the coupon code OLR, you get 20% off your first order. And of course, the Paleo Magazine Tribe. I love them. It was so great being at Paleo FX. Hope you'll join us next year. And the Well-Being Journal, one of my favorite magazines for years, are now also brand partners with us. So I've got Susan Steinbrecher in studio with me. I found her on Twitter, you guys. I read one of her Twitter posts and thought I really like what she had to say. So I had the girls reach out to her. And here she is. It's such a pleasure to have you in studio.
Thank you. I'm excited to be with you.
Well, it is. It's thank you. And it's such a pleasure to have you here. You are a business consultant and co-author of Heart-Centered Leadership, Lead Well, Live Well, and one of the pioneers of the global heart-centered leadership movement. She is the CEO of Steinbrecher & Associates in Hearst, Texas, and serves as an executive coach, licensed mediator, professional speaker, and leadership advisor. She is also the author of the Amazon bestseller, Kin Show. I can't wait. I didn't know that. I did not know that. I'm going to have to get that book. Okay. A Modern Awakening and the forthcoming book based on her program, Meaningful Alignment. So Susan is an Inc.com columnist, Entrepreneur.com contributor, and Huffington Post blogger. Her work has been featured on MSNBC's Your Business, The New York Times, Fortune Small Business, and BusinessInsider.com. You can find her at Steinbrecher.com or MeaningfulAlignment.com. Such a pleasure, as I said. So let's talk about this. Meaningful alignment. I've never heard this phrase before. So why do most people struggle with authentic communication, particularly during high-impact conversations?
You know, often out of fear. I mean, they're afraid of, how am I going to do this? What if this goes south? What if I can't manage my own emotions? What if this person shows a lot of emotion? I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
So people really lack the confidence, competence, and comfort to do it. So we teach people exactly how to, a six-step process, how to navigate the conversation. But we also focus on the most important part in our mind, which we think is the missing part out there, which is the inside game part.
So meaning how do, like the heart-centered communication?
Well, that and how do I have the emotional composure and resiliency to get through the tough conversation?
Okay, so
I got to be able to hang in there.
So what's the toughest conversation you think that you could possibly have?
Yeah, well, on a personal level, obviously, it's my needs are not being met and you need to hear me. That's a tough conversation for a lot of people to have because they don't want to speak up because, again, they're afraid. And in a professional setting, which we work with lots of executives and lots of, you know, business folks, and it's getting alignment sometimes with a peer level when you have to influence that other person to a course of action and you can't get anything done without them, mm-hmm. but you have no power over that individual.
Right.
So you're working strictly off your influencing skill.
Well,
and
it makes me
tougher people.
Well, it is. It makes me think of Robert Richmond, who was on the show yesterday, and his book, The Blueprint Culture.
Yes.
A great book with lots of good advice, and it is difficult, but I think when you realize that the people on your team, that you're all on the same team together, you don't want to have really any power over anyone because you ultimately don't.
That's
right?
True. However.
However, okay.
Most corporate politics are all about who's trying to outshine the other, who's going to get the next promotion. So
right.
There's all kinds of hidden agendas often.
Yeah.
And that's what also makes this difficult, because if you got all this hidden agenda and all this often history with this individual also, by the way, people think the conversation's about this topic. It can be. But if you have a history with this individual, whether you know it or not, you're bringing the history of all the previous topics and conversations, good, bad, or ugly,
to the table.
Into this table,
okay.
Right, into this particular conversation.
Wow.
So it's that history you're also overcoming. And that's, I mean, that's a challenge.
Well, tell us about your meaningful alignment work and why it's so important to focus on emotional management and critical communication skill building in the workplace.
Okay. So first of all, what we know statistically is when you get to a certain level of leadership, I mean, it's kind of understood you're smart. Okay. So the IQ is probably going for you.
Right.
That's just kind of known. It's an even playing field. But what makes the difference, what I call the difference that makes the difference, is the emotional intelligence side.
Oh, I love this.
So how do you build the emotional intelligence? Well, you know, you weren't born with that. And we were actually are in a situation where we judge people by what we see.
Mm-hmm.
We're considering them every minute of the day based on what energy they're projecting, what we're seeing come from them. And we're making decisions whether we can trust that individual or not. That's just kind of innate in our nature.
Uh-huh.
Protects us. It's for
yeah.
safety, security reasons. So immediately we have a tendency to judge an individual or assume something is going on versus really try to come to understand.
Yeah.
So the problem is when you're trying to get alignment with somebody for the achievement of a business goal or to move the organization forward, or this is the vision of the company and we need to all get there together. You've got everybody going on with their own mental models, their own history, their own story, and that often gets in the way.
Oh, I mean, in most circumstances, you know, your old garbage gets in the way of growth, basically.
Right. And so you have to deal with not only how do I navigate this conversation, how do I make sure that this person feels respected, because that's going to be the window in.
Yeah.
I mean, I can teach a person a 6-step process to achieve what I call the practical need of that conversation, which is what is the actual goal to get accomplished. But the real true effort and the real issue that you have to meet is that person's ego personal needs, which is I want to feel valued,
mm-hmm.
respected, cared about, listened to, involved. If
right.
you do that, I'm going to hang in here emotionally. At least it'll be more neutralized versus
right.
escalating into a negative state.
Well, what can you do during the heat of the moment, particularly if a conversation is spiraling, you know, a little bit out of control?
Right. So we teach a couple of things around that. One of the things we call deflect. So the point is you've got to get the attention and the energy off yourself,
mm-hmm.
because you're finding yourself freaking out. I mean, when you think
yeah.
about it, you know, it's like you need that moment to take the deep breath or do something. Just get the energy off of you. So one way to do that is to ask a question or to say, that's interesting, tell me more.
Mm-hmm.
Now this person's talking. That gives you a moment to take a deep breath, count to 10, whatever self-management that you need for yourself. For me, it might be a message that says, this too shall pass.
Yeah.
Or,
but shouldn't you be really listening at that point?
You are. You can do both. You really can do both, because you're listening to what they're saying. And you can actually even be writing, which I like as well, because
uh-huh.
when you're writing, you're sort of getting it out of the body. You're sort of getting that energy out of your system.
Mm-hmm.
But you're buying yourself that time to regain that composure. And that's the challenge, is that if the negative emotion in yourself keeps escalating, we already know that's not going to go well. So let's say that happens. Worst case, you've tried all of your self-management techniques. It's not working. This is escalating. It's better to delay that conversation than to continue, because we can guarantee this is not going to go well.
Right.
If you're emotionally hijacked, different part of the brain is activated.
Right.
It's not the prefrontal cortex. That's the thinking critical center. It's the amygdala, right? That
right.
is the fight or flight or freeze response. So even saying to the person, hey, you know what? This isn't going well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm upset. You're upset. Why don't we give ourselves a little bit of time to take a step back?
That's a timeout.
It's a timeout and reconvene, because we know we really can predict it won't go well. So you might as well, worst case, you can't get this on track, at least delay the conversation and say, why don't you think about it? I'll think about it. And let's come back tomorrow and let's see if we can't readdress this.
Yeah. And I think that's great advice, no matter whether it's something personal or it's something in business, because
both.
At the end of the day, you've got a job, you've got a life to live, you've got a job to get done, whether it be at your house or, you know, at the office, and nothing gets accomplished with just one person. You have to work together as a team.
Absolutely. It's a team approach.
Yeah. Well, it's been a pleasure having you in studio.
Thank you.
Wish
I'm
we
excited
had more
to be
time,
here.
But great to meet you. And I'm
Thank
sure
you.
The listeners love having you in as well. So, you know what, everyone, I love doing this show. I really do. I hope you enjoyed listening today, because you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you only get one life. So get out there today and make the most of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.